That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby, my friends. Welcome back. This is a very unique big talk today. I talk so much about our mental health, but I don't talk that much about our physical health and well-being. Of course, it's all interconnected and that's addressed here, but I've never really done a specific episode on your physical wellness and supplements and gut health and all the things that I can get really nerdy about because I happen to know a lot about it from personal experience. And in today's episode, I'm having a conversation with a new friend of mine who I befriended because I became obsessed with his product. And his name is Sharveen Jafari. Sharveen is one of the most respected and influential health experts in the world. And he is the founder of a wellness company called Symbiotica. When I found Symbiotica, I was like, who made this? Who created this? And I found him on Instagram. I messaged him. I was like, dude, tell me everything about this product. Why is this working so beautifully for me? And what it is about the Symbiotica product that I love the most is that it is a liposomal product, which we're going to get into what that means on the show. The liposomal products have a lot more benefits for us. And I just want to make sure you get to know all about that. This episode also touches on longevity and vitality and gut health. We also talk about parasites, which is something that people never talk about. If you're having gut inflammation, gut issues, IBS, and you've got some diagnosis, but nobody can actually give you any results or any clear path forward, listen up because we might offer you some information that could be really, really powerful for your healing journey. And because you're going to be listening to this show and you're going to be like, I want to try the Symbiotica product because it sounds like Gabby's obsessed with it, we made sure to get you guys a special code. So when you are a listener of this show, use code Gabby on the Symbiotica.com website for 15% off site-wide, or you can create your custom bundle and get up to 45% off. So that's Symbiotica.com, Symbiotica.com, and use code Gabby at checkout for 15% off or 45% off your own custom bundle. I know you're going to want it, so I'm glad I got you the discount. Enjoy this show. This will really open your eyes to what's possible in your own physical healing and maybe give you some direction that will really help you with any kind of physical suffering that you might be having. I am thrilled to be able to share this episode with you. Enjoy the show. Sharveen, it's so nice to be with you. I am a fan. I'm a big fan. You guys sent me some of your product, Symbiotica. Freaking gorgeous. This product came to me in the mail and it's stunning. And I'd already been a big fan of liposomal vitamins. And just to give you a little backstory, brought up homeopathic, have been a supplement junkie for my entire life and then have now established a much more balanced relationship with supplements and no longer taking like 1,000 different pills. And also, I want to thank you for that because a lot of what your product offers me is the simplified experience of a joyful intake of supplements. And I'm just starting here because you're on the show today and I really have a ton of heady health-related questions for you, but I just wanted to gush for a moment and just start with how much I love your product because it came in the mail. It was absolutely gorgeous. And I saw liposomal. Okay, first of all, I need to have you unpack that for me because I don't know what it is, but I know it's magic. And I started taking your daily symbiotic products every single day, particularly the vitamin C and the DK3 and the magnesium and the glutathione, which is, I'm not exactly sure what the fuck it's doing, but it's amazing. But I became a devotee of this brand without knowing you, without knowing anything about you, and just jumped right in and started using it. But for whatever reason, my storyline is, oh, I'm absorbing this better and it's working better. It could be the power of positive thinking. It could be the vitamin. I'm sure it's the vitamin. But nonetheless, what it's doing, I have not had any big sickness. I've had a little cold here and there from my kid, but I recover quickly and I'm feeling very empowered with my health. And I just wanted to start there because that's why you're here. I'm like pumped to learn from you. And why does the liposomal work?
Gabrielle, I appreciate that reflection. It's one of the greatest gifts I can receive is when I know that people have taken the time to understand what these formulas are, how they work, and the complexity of them simplified so the body understands what it is when it's being absorbed. We know the old adage, you are what you eat, but more importantly, you are what you absorb. So my background is biodynamics. I have a biodynamic farm in Kauai.
What does biodynamics mean?
It's the antithesis of commercial agriculture. It's the antithesis of the Industrial Revolution. It's creating small to medium-sized farms where everything's self-containing. There's closed-loop systems, and you're not needing to ship something from another continent to keep that farm stable. It's having balance and having a symbiotic approach to all things in nature where all organisms are coming together with full autonomy and creating balance. That's what biodynamics is in a nutshell. And then there's thousands of layers to it. It was developed by Dr. Rudolf Steiner. Steiner was a clairvoyant, mystic scientist from Austria, 1865. He was born. A lot of my inner consciousness, a lot of my perspective, a lot of my approach to life, relationships, self, everything is reflected through his anthroposophy, which is a very, very deep conceptual process of learning who you are and why you are and where the hell you are in this life, which a lot of us seem to be missing. And I was brought up in that reality through Waldorf education and through the mystics of my family and just generally a zest for always wanting to know more. My human design is I'm a 1-3 generator. I'm an investigator. I'm a martyr and I'm an anarchist. So I have to break apart and learn everything and not take things at face value. Because taking things at face value is when you develop the skill set of judgment. Judgment is based on fear. My whole thing is built on discernment. The more information, the more knowledge, the more awareness that's accepted by love and not fear, the more we can develop and create the best life ever, which is becoming a pillar in the community, becoming a steward of the land, and having honor and reverence for everyone and everything. And so that was how Symbiotica was developed. And not to get too lofty in the flow of it, liposomal is taking nutrients and turning them into food. So a majority of Symbiotica supplementation are food-based products. We wanted to make something that's enjoyable, that's all organic, that's all done with intention, that are complex potentiating compounds of minerals, fats, vitamins, herbs, whatever, and bring them together and have it be accepted by the body where there's not a speed bump, there's not a histamine reaction, there's not a resistance.
They're in that gel texture.
Correct. The nanoactives, whether it's D3K2 or glutathione or vitamin C, whatever it is, are protected by a phospholipid from phosphatidylcholine, which is an important brain nutrient. So it goes through a technology where those nutrients get encapsulated by these microspheres. So the whole thing is when you put it in your mouth, the pH of your saliva doesn't destroy it on contact. When it goes down into your gut, the hydrochloric acid doesn't destroy it on contact. It acts as food, because when you eat food from nature, it goes through processes and gets stripped away. By the time it hits your large intestines, it's ready to get absorbed through the epithelial layer into the bloodstream. And so we've taken those active compounds at the exact right proportion, sourced from the best places on earth, and we've encapsulated it in phosphatidylcholine, turned it into a liposome. This is a pharmaceutical approach to a holistic lifestyle. Because I've been around Ayurveda, I've been around TCM. My cousin's Dave Wolf. I think you know David.
Yeah, David's your cousin.
That's my cousin.
My God. Yeah, Avocado.
Avocado mentored me since I was 9. For
okay,
seven
this
or
is
years.
Making a lot of sense now. You're so avocado. Hi, David.
So I took avocado's approach and then brought it into biochemistry and science.
David
and
Wolf is who we're talking about. We joke around, his nickname is Avocado. Okay,
go Avocado ahead. Wolf. Yeah. So it's really bringing many worlds together collectively and understanding what the literature is saying and just doing it the right way. And that's what Symbiotica was. That's how it was birthed. I saw such a big gap in the supplement industry. There's too many bad actors racing to the bottom. It became too much about marketing. It came too much about trends. It was all materialism. Hyper-materialism is ridiculous. Everyone's complaining about pharmaceutical industry where it's just treating symptoms and it's giving you a deficit every time you're taking the drug. But the supplement industry was the Wild West. You have no idea what kind of third-party testing's been done,
totally,
the labs, and you're just trusting, you're trusting and trusting. And I started lifting the skirt and looking at all this stuff, and it was disaster upon epic proportion. It was a disaster. Mm-hmm. That's how Symbiotica birthed. It was an educational, knowledgeable movement that's turned into this massive giant, which is changing people's lives. And I'm just one speck on the chain of Symbiotica. I have the most incredible family and partners and team. Everyone's all in. It's just, yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible what we're doing.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So just to gabify it and bring it back, ultimately, what's happening is you're absorbing the vitamins much more than you would if it was in a capsule.
Efficiency, correct. The efficiency is one of the cornerstones of your body doing less work. As you start to age, the more your body has to work to do the same tasks means you're going into cellular degeneration. Disease is miscommunication of biochemical systems in the body. That's why we supplement with NMN. That's why we do cold plunging. That's why we ground to the earth. Mitochondrial forces is what keeps the active compounds in the body glued together. When they start to separate because of toxic loads, parasites, EMF, all these things, stress, all the foods we're eating, those communications stop. When those communications stop, we move on to disease, autoimmune, and then pathological dangerous diseases. So by supplementing the right nutrients that potentiate each other, that we know have an active pathway of creating communication, like magnesium, certain forms of magnesium, things like that, we're creeping the bonds together. So we're slowing down the process, because we do know for sure, unequivocally, aging is a disease. It's a chemical disease that breaks down, which causes us to go into different cycles in life. The only difference is some person might hit those cycles a lot faster versus someone that slows that process down considerably.
Okay. So if I were to ask you, what are the three most important, and I think I know for myself, here's what I would say, and then I want to see if I'm accurate. But for me, I know C, D, and magnesium are non-negotiables for me. But would you agree that those would be the staples in your supplement diet?
In Symbiotica's or overarching in the world, what we need?
So overarching in the world, and then why is Symbiotica going to be more effective?
Okay. Yes, I think those are the common main components. Obviously, mineralization. Without mineralization, vitamins are useless. So I think first and foremost, we have to get mineralized. And mineralized, they have subatomic charges. Copper does something in the body that zinc doesn't. Zinc does something in the body that magnesium doesn't. Gold does something in the body that silver doesn't. All these different things have little micro messengers through an electromagnetic field. It's an electric signature. And that's what constructs our body to develop hormones, to develop ways to cope with stress, passing blood-brain barrier in certain moments when it needs that, all of that. Vitamin C, that's our fighting resistance against malaria, right? But at the end of the day, vitamin C is doing a lot more. It's cleaning out the body. It's water-soluble. It's getting it into places in the body that it needs to be. And it's a staple. That's why you find it in most things in nature, from citrus to broccoli to wherever nature's providing it, and you see it all over the place, is usually something that's common that should be part of our everyday life. And D is actually not a vitamin, it's a hormone. And it's what the sun gives us, right? Mm. The sun is activating through UVA and UVB rays cholesterol on our skin, which converts into hormones. And that basically governs thousands of different biochemical reactions in the body that are necessary for survival. It programs our circadian rhythm. It programs our immune system and natural killer cells. It moves calcium where it belongs in conjunction with vitamin K2. I can go on and on.
Why do you need the K2 with the D? Let's start there.
Yeah, the combination of D3, K2 is extremely important.
Wait, so it's K2, D3. That's why I screwed up.
Correct. Okay. RD3 is not coming from a synthetic and it's not coming from sheepskin. So it's D3 coming from a combination of fungi and algae called lichen. That's where we extract our D3 from. Acts similar as a hormone that your body produces from the sun. And K2, which was discovered by Weston A. Price, a very famous dentist back in the early 1900s, is what activates free-floating calcium out of our arteries and veins and soft tissues and into our bones. This is one of the most important compounds, fat-soluble vitamins in the world, and it works synergistically with hormone D. And most people are completely deficient in K2, and that's why we're seeing so many diseases. I mean, what's the leading cause of death in the world? Cardiovascular disease. A lot of it has to do with calcification. Things are calcifying in the body. Things are getting sclerotic. Things are hardening. And then if you're not getting calcium in the bones, especially a woman who's postmenopausal, boom, all of a sudden what happens? Osteoporosis. Things start breaking down. I can go on and on. So that combination is super important. You can get K2 from raw dairy, from raw cheeses, organ meat, stuff like that. Ours is a fermented version coming from high-end extracts. And we have that in combination with our D3K2 CoQ10 formula in liposomal form, all organic. It's probably one of our most popular products out there. I take it twice a day. I love it.
I take it. First of all, this is the other thing.
Yeah.
A lot of these products, these liposomal products that I've tried, they work and they taste like Now, yours is delicious.
Yeah.
One time I was taking the magnesium and I looked at my husband, I'm like, this is my dessert.
Yeah.
Because I don't eat sugar. So I straight up said, this is my dessert.
Yeah.
They're delicious. How are they so good? How did you do
that? Well, for me, it was important. There's no synthetics in our products. We don't use any preservatives. Instead of using the common preservatives, even the dubbed safe ones, I was like, there's no way we're doing that. We went an extra wave of studying and research. I use citrus bioflavonoids to keep the pH in there proper. And I want to also say this, our products are not meant to sit on a grocery store stand for 2 years. We run through emulsions every 2 months. So if you're taking our product right now, it's most likely that was manufactured in the last 2 months or maybe even a week ago for our subscribers. You're getting fresh to made ordered products. It makes things extremely difficult for our organization, but it was the only way. And so,
yeah.
Because of that, we're able to go another step up in terms of flavoring and stuff like that. So we only use organic extracts, organic terpenes. So I'm taking the actual essence of the fruits. These actually have medicinal value as well. We use only Celtic sea salt in our combinations. We use only the best extracts. And for me, I was like, you know what? I want this to taste good. I want people to enjoy it. And the way that we encapsulate our liposomes, it stays secure. So you don't get that oxidized flavor and some of those weird stuff that you'll taste, the sulfuric compounds.
Some of them taste like sulfur.
Yeah.
Like you walk past me after I take it and you're like, you smell like you just
ate a bunch of dead eggs.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's insane.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that makes you just not want to take it because it tastes like So, okay. Now, all right. I have so many questions. So I just saw you on your Instagram and you said something that I happen to agree with, but I also want to unpack it and lay back and forth with you. But I think that the idea that parasites are the root cause of a lot of our gut conditions is something that we don't talk about enough. I am a survivor of extreme gastrointestinal issues from SIBO to parasites to candida. And I will go on the record saying that when I healed trauma, my gut completely transformed. Wow. And I have no gut issues whatsoever. I have perfect digestion now. And so that for me was the root cause. But that does not mean that when you have unresolved trauma, you are more susceptible to things like SIBO in particular, stress, creating all of that. Your motility is shut down and you just are going to create bacteria in your upper gut. And things like candida, definitely stress-related. Obviously, a parasite, you can pick it up somewhere, but maybe you become more susceptible to parasites if you don't have the symbiotic experience inside.
Yeah, everything you're saying is spot on. Yeah, that's the whole thing with stress. We have a system that's built on equilibrium, and the more fronts mean more battles we create because of internal stress, the weaker those layers of defenses are. That's when things like Epstein-Barr creates chaos. That's when things like Lyme's create chaos and co-infections and candida. That's a body that's out of balance. And 100%, I'll speak on this all day long, the human psyche and the ability to feel and let go and surrender and process is at the cornerstone of that. No doubt about it, 100%. We're having a spiritual experience in these bodies, and our biochemical resonance has to be at a level point. If you're fluctuating, you're basically putting yourself behind the eight ball. You're a walking time bomb. And I see it all the time. I think we've all kind of gone through that at some process. It's what builds up our faculties to get stronger and learn more about ourselves. So in terms of parasitic infections, I'm really been deep diving on this over the last 2 years. Being where I am at Symbiotica, that's one of the most asked questions I get all the time. How do I deal with parasites? How do I deal with parasites? It's heavy now. It's in people's livers. It's in people's kidneys. It's in people's brains. Toxoplasmosis. If you have a cat, it's possible you have toxoplasmosis, Toxoplasma gondii.
I have two cats.
Two cats. Okay. So if your cats are outdoor cats and they come back indoor cats, they say 1/3 of America has this parasite right now. That's a lot of people, right? And what is that parasite doing? It almost has a mystic approach. It's the parasite that programs a rat to chase a cat. So the cat eats it and the parasite goes back to the host. It's full on. What they say now is that it makes people do silly things, promiscuous, and creates that kind of behavior. And it's embedded in the brainstem.
Somebody cheats on their husband and they're like, oh, it was my parasite.
Right. It wasn't me. It was the parasite.
It was the parasite. That's totally going to happen. Maybe let's talk about a lot of people that are biohackers and folks that are very inclined to look at their wellness. And it's obviously a huge trend. The wellness industry is just so talked about. In many ways, that's beautiful. It's a good trend, way better than the alcohol industry. But I would wonder and question, doesn't there come a point where simplifying and streamlining, and like they say in the 12 steps, keep it simple, stupid.
Absolutely.
Because I find that the same thing with the spiritual practice, sometimes people become manic manifestors. And I see that with the wellness industry as well. I'm doing my ice plunge, I'm doing the sauna, and I'm doing this. And listen, I love all of this. I am a subscriber. Like I said, I was brought up homeopathic. This is my world. This is my belief. I get it. But when is it too much?
It gets too much quick. And I'm so glad you're bringing this up. And I do want to circle back on what we're going to do with parasites, but I'm glad you brought this up because we're getting out of touch with our own realistic approach to life. My whole thing is data, big tech saw a big opportunity in the wellness field. And all of a sudden, it's about calibrating this, doing this, all these different gizmos, measuring every different thing under the sun. It was just getting ridiculous. And then the whole term biohacking. That was created around the time we had our longevity conferences. And I don't think the body and the beauty of our physiology is something to hack. We're not a computer. We're a soul, we're a spirit. And all of these different things take us out of our natural ability to build intuition and find guidance. Do I cold plunge? Of course I do. Am I taking a militaristic approach on every single thing I'm doing every single day? Absolutely not. The creative spark will be lost. Do I have non-negotiables in terms of my rituals? Yes.
I want to know what Shervin's non-negotiables are.
Okay, non-negotiable is, and this is generally speaking, I'm in bed by 9:45. I haven't been exposed to blue or other spectrums of light outside of fire and infrared past 7:30. My last meal was around 3:30, 4 p.m. Yeah, I don't eat after 3:30. Doesn't matter what time zone we're in. My room is pitch dark. My room is somewhere between 64 to 66 degrees.
Wow, that's cold.
That seems to be ideal for my temperament. It could be 67, 68, 69 for you. It just depends on, we all have different classification on how our bodies run. That was my comfort zone.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Rising with the sun every single day, 5:15, 4:30 around that time. I get up, I'm hydrating immediately. I'm naked on the earth. I live here on the cliff here in Laguna Beach. Sun is coming, activates my entire immune system. I'm alone in thought for at least 20 minutes processing the dreams that I just had. It's really important that we process that DMT travel that we just experienced over the last 4 or 5 hours, human hours, which could be an eternity in dream zone. If you're not processing dreams, you're missing out on so much learning and so much growth.
How do you process the dreams?
I sit with them. I experience them. I replay them. I rebuild pathways based on the experience. How did it make me feel? Was I feeling into my own virtue, my own pain? What is it revealing to me? So what am I subscribing to that's allowing me to have these dreams? Also, is this a condition of my own fear? What am I hiding from? So it just depends on what the experience is. And then from there, what I'm putting on my body in the rise. Those are rituals that are part of the human experience that I love to do. It's not a job. It's not something that I feel forced to do. And because I know what value this is bringing, and not just because somebody online told me this is the way I should do it, I'm going to stay consistent with it. That's a key aspect that I want everyone to really understand, is that how you do anything is how you do everything in life. And so if your lifestyle is based on creating activities because of someone you don't know is saying it on some technology device, and you have no idea why these are the ways to do it, you're missing the boat. And it's just like cramming for a test the night before versus someone who's really involved in the lesson plan and is establishing their connection to the information and applying it to their lives and then taking that exam. One person is going to forget it the next day. The next person is going to be using this information and utilizing it as tools to uncut some of the gnarly patterns that they've developed through trauma and fear and all that stuff. So I take that approach. Those are my non-negotiables. Another non-negotiable is I don't let random people into my life. It's just not who I am.
When you say random people, who would be a random person?
I've just gotten to the point where I'm honoring my circle and I'm honoring my vessel and I'm honoring my experience that I can't open myself up to just anyone.
Totally, totally hear that. I'm like an open, loving, caring person, and I'm also very boundaried and I'm really clear. It's so much easier for me to know in the moment that's a friend or I'm going to just like this person, but not become their best friend. And I think that has definitely been a really great non-negotiable for me too. I just want to just acknowledge, so you have some hardcore non-negotiables and they're beautiful and they're also very interconnected with the lifestyle that you've chosen, the career path that you've chosen. So for folks who, I might make some suggestions because some of my non-negotiables are similar to yours, particularly the sleep hygiene and no devices and dark and finding the right temperature. I sleep with a Uller, a chili Uller to keep me cool. And the things that I have stuck to that are non-negotiable have stuck. Like I don't eat sugar, right? And I've been sober 17 years, haven't picked up a drink or a drug, right? So I don't miss a day of vitamin C, liposomal. Thank you.
Respect, by the way, respect on your sobriety. That's fantastic.
Thank you. I mean, that for sure. I think for everyone listening, you can hear people that are in this space and that this is the world we're in. The more we live and practice, the more we can teach. But for someone who's like, you know, I got to be out the door at 5 o'clock with my kids and whatever, some nice examples of non-negotiables could be very much the sleep hygiene things you were recommending. The eating earlier, I think, is excellent. I might try. I could definitely do a 5 o'clock dinner. I could get there for sure.
Baby steps. Baby steps in all things.
Yeah. And for me, I like to eat first thing in the morning. So finishing eating earlier is a nice idea. The idea of having some health non-negotiables is really valuable because when I was first getting sober, my addiction specialist said to me, we need to work on your permission given thoughts. Because as long as I gave myself permission to drink, I would give myself permission to do cocaine. And so that was my alcohol problem. And so as soon as I stopped giving myself permission to drink, I no longer had permission to do these other things. There is some great value in saying I no longer give myself permission to have sugar or to leave the lights on past 6 o'clock or whatever those storylines are. And while it might sound rigid, it's actually really valuable because as long as we're giving ourselves permission, sometimes particularly with bad habits, it can be hard to make a commitment.
I agree 100%. I agree with everything you're saying. And it's really refreshing to hear that. You're putting yourself in a position where you also have taken on the task and the challenge. And I think we've kind of lost that as a society. We're waiting for something to come save us when no one's coming to save you, and you have to build your faculties. This is why in Waldorf education, it's not about this forced curriculum and having to regurgitate it. It's how do you problem solve things that arise between your classmates? How do we fix things outside? How do we combat life's real problems? And when you succeed and you put yourself through the test, you feel good about yourself and you build momentum. So if you're listening right now, it's about small wins every single day. Maybe you cut some of your patterns. Maybe you find what's the least thing you want to do that you know you need to do and just do it. And then start creating other different areas to build momentum. I always talk about momentum in life, in health, in abundance, totally. Friendships, food, everything. You got to build a momentum, and momentum can go any direction. It can go downwards. It can go upwards. It can go inwards.
Yep. Totally. We're very much on the same page here. Let's close the show on parasites.
Yes.
Let's keep it simple. What are the most important things we need to... So getting stool test, right? Get a stool test. If you're having gut issues, just go get
a stool test. Sure, there's stool tests. There's electromagnetic resonance testing too that they can test frequencies of certain parasites. There's also a whole symptomology checklist that you can do. Are you irritable? Are you shaky? Are you having trouble sleeping? Is your eyes yellow once in a while? I mean, go on and on. There's so many different things. What I've been doing, it's been 18 months. Next month will be 18 months that I've been researching and designing and creating a formula for this that's outside of the weeds and seeds approach of parasite cleansing, which is what you see all over the internet. It's basically you're taking raw material of wormwood and pumpkin seeds, papaya seeds, black walnut, all these different herbs, and they just shear it and encapsulate it and say, take 8 a day and do it on a full moon.
But they're not also addressing the
starving of the parasite, the eggs. I can go on and on. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You need to have the proactive approach of killing the parasite, but you also need to
not feed it. Kidney filtration, lymphatic system movement, all that.
So this is a whole podcast.
It's 10 podcasts. And I'll just say this. We've taken a pharmaceutical approach to parasites. We've created phenoloic complex compounds. We've encapsulated them in microbeads. We've dropped them in oils, oregano, thyme, rosemary oil, clove oil, and we've ozonated the oil. This is the most comprehensive approach.
I'm sold. Send
Candida,
it to me. I'll buy
limes,
it.
Parasites. I can go on and on. Nothing like this has ever been created before, and we're this close. Yeah.
I would challenge you in your distribution of this product to also balance that with a really strong blog about all the things that you can do as an individual, because you don't want to just supplement. You want to also proactively starve the parasite, starve the yeast, and handle the die-off. Like, how do you deal with the die-off? And these are things that people don't talk about. People right here, right now, we're just bringing
fungal
this
diets,
to people's
candida
attention,
diets,
right?
So on. Yeah.
Correct. So I'm going to sit here right now and ask you as a leader in the space to not just sell the supplement, but also give the education around it and put that checklist up on your site. Put the path to starting and how long
it's coming.
Needs to be.
Gabby. Oh,
okay,
strategy
good, so I believe you.
In all ways, all shapes and forms. Every single product on our site has a fit for purpose way of doing it, has our cheat code on it, the strategy. We're not just here to just consume blah, blah, blah. No.
Because you're so bright and you have so much information to share. I'm a pusher, so I'm going to tell people, like, I need this from you. I'm going to request, and it sounds like you're already on it, to just totally educate, because without the education, that's just a bunch of people taking a lot of supplements, right? And with the education, you can really get to the root cause. Plus, I would say, go do some trauma work at the same time.
100%.
And so we should send copies of Happy Days along with your parasite problem.
I like your style. The placebo effect is real.
You got to address both.
We know that. That's non-negotiable. The placebo effect's real. So just imagine you have the placebo and it's really working and backed by science. Game on.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree with the placebo effect. So just from a simplicity standpoint here, as we wrap up, what would be some symptoms that someone might want to look for to consider getting some stool testing or some parasite testing? And high level, what might one be looking for? Leaky gut?
All of it. I think anyone should get tested. I don't care. Everyone's exposed to this stuff. And it just seems like we're at real high rates of incidation right now. And it's unbelievable. So if you're irritable, if you're having flaking skin, if you know you're having liver pain, if you're having trouble sleeping, if you're having muscle twitching, if you're having anxiety,
gastro issues, pretty much all physical problems, I believe definitely the first place to look is the gut. The first place to go is the gut, because the gut is housing it all.
And appendix. This is interesting. I just read an NIH study. They remove appendixes. People are having appendicitis all the time. A lot of the times, the appendixes are loaded with parasites. Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's very fascinating. And that was one of the main inspirations on going down this route for me. I was just heavy in the research. I really want to help a lot of people and free them up, because the parasites, it's really dictating their thoughts, their emotions, their experience.
Mm. Are you going to write a book about parasites?
Yeah, actually, I am.
Okay, because I'm so on channeling for you right now.
Yeah, wow.
So sorry, my hand goes numb when I start to channel. But yes, so there's this book about parasites. Your guides are here and they are saying, okay, so they're saying simplify and demystify and dumb it down and make it the clearest path to parasites. It's almost like that's your subtitle, like the clearest path to clearing parasites. The clearest path to clearing parasites. They're showing me the book, right? And it's really big, but the more simple it is, the bigger it'll be.
Yeah.
And it will be almost like I can see them like handing the book with the supplement. You know what I'm saying? And they're clapping for you and they're saying, keep doing what you're doing. But they're pushing me to say, simplify, simplify. And that might be coming from me as well, but I do believe, no, they're saying it's us. So they're saying, keep it simple, because you have the choir. The choir is here with you. Your people, the reformed biohackers or whoever, are with you. But this is necessary for a broad, broad, broad reach.
You sound like my business partner and my CEO.
They're channeling your guides too. It's very valuable that you have all this information, but they need you to distill it.
Absolutely.
And that is going to be very game-changing for people. And start to put the information online now so you can start to really educate. That's why I wanted to bring up the parasites today. Even just slightly plant the seed with the Dear Gabby listeners. Oh, maybe I should go get a stool test or go get assessed for parasites or go to my general practitioner, put a link in a show notes here to talk about where they can go to get these kinds of tests. And to make it a serious priority.
100%. I really appreciate that.
And keep doing what you're doing. And so just even saying that there's something to address here with regard to the parasites is the first step for people listening, is that if you're struggling and you haven't gotten to the root cause of it, go to your gut, go get these kinds of tests, and maybe even just open up your conscious awareness to what this could be, because that begins the path of healing.
Love it.
And I have a strange expertise in gastrointestinal health, and I just had to live through it. But the biggest thing I want to say over and over again is that heal the root cause conditions and the body will respond.
Aho, great spirit. I receive that. Mm-hmm. Root cause.
I want people to get a chance to get your product. And for this show, you've given us a really generous offer here. So the product is Symbiotica. We've been talking about it throughout. I'm raising both of my hands as a big fan.
I appreciate
big
that.
Fan. I've been Thank using you. It and it really works. I take it daily. And you can use code Gabby, G-A-B-B-Y, at Symbiotica.com for 15% off site-wide, or you can create your custom bundle to get 45% off. And I would recommend doing the custom bundle. And so that's Symbiotica.com. But we're going to put that in the show notes for everybody. I highly recommend that you use this code Gabby, get your discount, and just get started here, because at the very least, that is a small right action that you can start to begin to take towards your health. Because even though you may not be quite ready to change your diet or quite ready to address the trauma, at the very least, you know you're absorbing good vitamins and nutrients. And I'm so grateful to meet you, because when I got that product, I literally, from the bottom of my heart, telling you the truth here, I was like, holy shit, this is what I've been waiting for. And I'm proud of you. I'm grateful that you're doing this work.
It's an honor to receive that. I really appreciate that. And I feel that to my bones and all my ancestors. This is a purpose-driven life, fully.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Everybody go to Symbiotica.com using code Gabby. All the details are in the show notes. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience at this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.